This is Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Thanks for tuning in. I think you're going to enjoy our guest today. Her name is Renee Hansen. She's back with us. We had her on last summer. Renee is with Bonnie Bands. Welcome to the show, Renee.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Let's go through the history again. You and your sister created these cooling headbands. Give me a little bit of the history.
Right. So back in 2008, wow, 11 years ago already, we created a non-slip adjustable headband. And we called it Bonnie Bands. And throughout the years, we've created new styles and different patterns and things. But more recently, we created a cooling headband that athletes have just absolutely loved.
And from that, you've also morphed into something brand new that you started recently called the Sweatopause Scarf. Tell us about that.
So the Sweatopause Scarf was created last year, and it came about because at the young age of 37, I started experiencing some perimenopause symptoms.
That's way too young.
Right, it is, but my doctor warned me it could go on at least 10 years before actually going through menopause. With that information, I decided that I had to make something to help women cool down and feel better when they're dealing with hot flashes during the day. I have a lot of friends who are really fully going through that menopause phase right now, and they've told me one of their biggest problems is during the day when they have a hot flash, if they're at work or at a restaurant, out to dinner, you know, running around with their kids at sporting practice and games and stuff, that they just, you know, having a hot flash is embarrassing. You start sweating and, you know, you're out in public, you're in a mixed crowd, and it's just a really uncomfortable situation where the only thing that really would help you feel better is stuff that would be inappropriate to do in public.
Right. Yes. Which, you know, people do resort to. But you have a solution. You have a solution with this scarf. Isn't it made from the same patented Cool Core fabric?
It is. And so that's what's so great is that my friends had said, like, hey, those cooling headbands you make, can you make something that I could wear at work or at a restaurant? Like, because a headband is just kind of more sporty and athletic. It's great for the gym. And so, you know, a cooling towel would be great for the gym also. But they wanted something that they could wear at the office and that would be really discreet yet fashionable and appropriate. So I created the cooling scarf. So that was the first version of Sweatopause that we created last summer. And I got some really great feedback and made some changes to the pattern and to the design. So it's a little bit longer now and a little bit wider so that you can kind of double knot it as a scarf and it still has a nice long cute tail on it. And then also it fits better as a headband. So you can wear it a bunch of different ways. If you're not into scarves, you could still wear it as a pretty fashionable headband. But that it soaks up sweat, and as when it's wet from either sweat or water, it cools up to 30% below your skin temperature. It's amazing.
Yeah, that truly is. Now, where do you get your fabric?
So I get my fabric from a fabric technology company. They are the ones who patented this process. And what's so amazing is that so many performance fabrics that are wicking and drying and anti-sink and, you know, anything you can think of that would be a performance quality. Many times it's a chemical treatment that's put on the fabric that after about 20 washes, it has washed out. It's not effective anymore. But the cooling fabric is mechanically engineered to create a hyper-evaporative cooling environment. And that is, it'll never wash out. So the fabric, the technology company that created this fabric, they're the ones who I buy it from, and I buy thousands of yards at a time. And part of why we've launched our version 2 of the cooling scarf on Kickstarter is because we need to raise more money to order more fabric. So we have some fabric left that we're using to back to fulfill all of our early bird backers so that we can guarantee delivery in time for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So if you have a hot mom or hot friends,
Yeah.
Yeah, you could pick one up in time for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But we're hoping that the campaign goes viral and that we'll be able to order a few thousand more yards so that we can keep women all over the country and even the world cooler this summer as it starts to heat up.
Well, that makes good sense. So tell me a little bit more about the Kickstarter campaign, and if people are interested in helping you out, what do they do?
Right. So the Kickstarter campaign is live right now. We've had a really great start, even though Facebook and Instagram were very glitchy yesterday. But the campaign's going great so far. I'm super excited. We already have 36 backers in less than 2 days. And so we're definitely going to be able to fund this. We're definitely going to be able to deliver on time. So I'm really excited about that. The manufacturing is the easy part for me. And the campaign is, there's 7 different patterns that you'll be able to choose from. And we have multiple tiers of support. So you could just make a pledge without a reward, or the early bird rewards. The scarves normally are $30 plus shipping, and the early bird rewards are $20. So you're saving 30%, which is pretty great right off the bat. And we also have deals for multiple packs, so for 2 or 3 or 7. And there's an opportunity to purchase custom, as well as wholesale. So if there are any stores in the area that would want to be the first stores in the country to carry the scarves, we will have them in time for summer. So I'm very excited about that.
So what are some of those stores that are going to carry them? Can you say?
Well, that's on the Kickstarter.
Oh, got it.
If the store wants to be the first store in the country to carry them, they can go on and support the Kickstarter, and they will be the first stores to be offered
the
ability to carry them. So,
do you guys
super exciting.
Do you and your sister still sew these, or do you have some help now? Or, I mean, that's a lot of work.
Right. No, we don't sew them. My sister still sews our original headbands, a lot of them. But we have a factory in Southern California that makes them for us.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
They are made in USA.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, that's exciting stuff. I mean, you're a busy lady.
Thanks. Yeah. Oh, and people can go to find it on Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to Kickstarter and just search Sweat O Paws, and that's Sweat O and Paws, P-A-U-S-E.
Okay.
Or they can go to our website, which will redirect to our Kickstarter campaign. And the website is sweatopaws.com. So SweatOPause.com.
Excellent. And if they're interested in the headbands, the BonnieBands.com. And it looks like you've got some new sparkly ones, little thin sparkly.
Yes.
Tell me about those. Those look fun.
Oh, well, the sparkly we've had for a long time,
okay.
But they're just kind of retrending again right now, especially our skinny sparkles. The skinny glitter is one of my absolute favorite headbands. They're very decorative, but they never slide out. They're so comfortable. And they're adjustable, so they'll fit moms and little girls, too.
Moms and little girls alike. Love it. All righty. Well, Renee Hansen, the founder of Bonnie. How do you say it? I want to say Bonnie, but that's your sister's Bonnie.
It's both. Honestly, it's my sister Bonnie who started making them, but we do call it Bonnie Bands just because there were so many other Bonnies out there on the internet when we started.
Bonnie
so
Bands.
It's Bonnie, and it's BANIBANDS.com.
Okay, very good. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for telling us about the new adventure and the Kickstarter and the Sweat-A-Paws. And so we know where to find that again, sweatopause.com. Renee Hansen, the founder, we appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Julie. You have a great week.
You do the same. And we'll be back with more on Freedom 95.
This is Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Welcome to Lifestyle Indy Radio. We're glad you're back. For this segment, we're going to talk to Jay Lugosch. He is with Independent Adult Daycare Centers. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So what exactly is, I think I have a concept in my head of what Independent Adult Daycare Centers are, but you tell us.
Okay, so it's a lot like you would imagine.
Okay.
It's a non-residential program of services for people over the 18 who want to live at home and are still able to live at home, but have needs that are not being fully met in the home environment. We serve people who need a little bit of additional help, usually because of health problems. Our average age of our guests is in the mid-70s, but we have a significant number of non-senior adults. The most common diagnoses amongst our guests is Alzheimer's dementia, followed by Parkinson's and some traumatic brain injuries.
Okay, and these are people that are living in their own homes, and you go to them to provide services, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, okay. We pick them up in our vans in the morning, take them to the center. We have a program of activities during the day. We have nurses on staff that provide regular health checkups. We cook all our own meals in the center, and then we take them back home at the end of the day where they can sleep in their own beds.
Okay. So the things that happen during the day, it sounds like you're giving them good meals. Do their activities? And where are you? Where are you? Do you take them to like a, is it like a home environment? Is it like a, I don't know.
So our centers, auditorium? Yeah, our centers have like kind of like a home or a clubhouse feel to them.
It's, okay.
Intentionally non-medical feeling.
Got it.
Each center is about 8,000 square feet of guest space, which is a little bit larger than average, but allows us to have more activities happening simultaneously so that we can provide a more rewarding experience to the guests. That way, when they come in, they have a choice of things to do throughout the day. If you know, activity one doesn't suit that person, then they have activity two and sometimes activity three and four to choose from.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of those choices on your website, adultday.com, and everything from field trips, movies, lunch dates, museums. You've got games and team activities, music therapy, animal and horticulture therapy, baking. You have a beauty salon for haircuts and styles. Oh, my goodness. This is like being on vacation, it sounds like.
We work really hard to come up with a program to try to make the experience as rewarding as possible for our guests.
Well, and you know what, too, Jay, you haven't mentioned anything about how nice the facility is. I mean, it's hard
to describe over the radio, but if you're at all curious, I would encourage anyone to come schedule a tour at one of our facilities. They're very, very nice looking.
Yes, they really are. I mean, I was really surprised when I walked in how comfortable and how big everything was, wide open for everybody.
Yeah, we put a fair amount of thought and effort into the design and spent some money on some nicer furnishings and decorations to make the atmosphere as nice as we possibly could.
So on top of all that fun, you also provide healthcare services because they may need those.
We do, yes. We have a full-time nurse on staff at each center who does regular checkups is monitoring vitals. And for a lot of our guests, we also provide healthcare coordination services. Where if the guest is interested, and we will get a waiver, and we'll be in direct communication with that guest's other healthcare providers, their primary care physician, relevant specialists, and as our nurse sees a change in condition that's worth talking to the doctor about, that nurse will pick up the phone, call the doctor, and say, "This is what I'm seeing," and they can discuss altering a prescription, or if the doctor feels it's necessary, that nurse will make an appointment right there, and we take the guests directly to the appointments. And the nurse goes with the guests so that our nurse hears directly from the doctor what the updated instructions are, and then our nurse knows that to help with compliance while the guest is in the center, and also is able to communicate that to the guest caregivers at home.
Sounds like personalized care.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
That's nice. I see on the website, too, your approach is interesting. You talk about holistic care as well as, that great environment that you mentioned.
Yeah, and the holistic care is really part of what creates that environment. When we have a new guest start, the assessment process can take like 2 or 3 hours, and you know, part of that is getting medical history, but part of that is really getting to know that person, what his or her interests are, what he or she likes, doesn't like, so that you know, we're creating a medical care plan, but we're also creating an activities care plan. And the activity schedule on any given day is informed by the guests that are scheduled to be there and the things that they are interested in doing.
Love that. Tell me about your team.
We have a great team. Each center has an executive director, an assistant director, a lifestyle enrichment director, a director of medical services who's an LPN. We have assistant director, CNAs, and we have some what we call lifestyle enrichment assistants that attend to the guest needs that are less medical in nature and more running the activities.
Sure.
And we work very, very hard at hiring people who are committed to providing great care and who, you know, it's important to them to do the best they possibly can in anything that they're involved in. And you know, as impressive as our buildings look, it's the people that make our place special.
Always. I agree. It's always the people that make a place special and make it what it is. It's the heart and soul of it all. So does it matter what kind of life background or lifestyle or education, your guests, all guests are welcome, right?
That's right. As long as we are able to cover the guest needs from a medical standpoint, anyone over the age of 18 is eligible. And we have people from all walks of life. We have a couple people who don't speak English as a first language, you know, lots of people who grew up in the Indianapolis area, and you know, people from all over the country and all over the world.
Is there like an application process, or how do you accept clients?
So, if you're interested, you can call us to schedule a tour, and we'll do a preliminary assessment. And if we feel like we can meet the needs, then we'll start the onboarding process from there.
Okay. What else should we know about AdultDay.com?
I would say one other thing that sets us aside mm-hmm. from a lot of the other care options is the food that we provide. We put a full commercial kitchen in each of our centers, and we work very hard to prepare the food with the best possible ingredients that we can get. A very significant portion of what we're of our raw ingredients are locally sourced and organic, and we're very, very careful about the use of refined carbohydrates because we feel pretty strongly that food is medicine, and mm-hmm. serving our guests nutritious, high-quality food is an important part of mm-hmm. the quality of life that we're delivering.
That's great. So let's talk locations in Central Indiana.
So we have two centers that are open right now. One is in Garfield Park area,
okay.
off of Shelby and Raymond. We have a big sign that you could see from 65 if you're going south. Mm-hmm. And the other location is in the northwest part of town in the Fortune Business Park off of 86 and Michigan.
Okay. Okay. And again, can they basically just go to adultday.com to get any kind of information? Is that a good resource, the best resource? Yeah,
the website is great. It has a lot of information. We're on Facebook. If you search for Independent Adult Day, you should find us. And if you want to call to set up a tour or visit or just to ask some questions, the number is 317-296-8814.
296-8814. Okay, got it. Well, Jay Lugosch, we appreciate your time today. Very informative.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Mary Pat.
Good to have you.
And you have a great day. Freedom 95.